Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, J-Tree and Reverend Adam.
Hey, good night, everybody. How is everybody tonight? Thank you for joining me, having me join you again, Reverend Adam.
No problem, J-Tree. Welcome back. We're all doing quite well. And we'll go take callers in a moment. But J-Tree, I understand you have a little something to share on the show tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be real quick and easy. It's going to be one of those things that a lot of people have noticed. We have a full moon that's coming up on April 7th. It's called a pink moon. The brightest full moon of 2020 will be a pink supermoon next week. The full moon occurs precisely at 10:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, April 7th. April supermoon is the second of three to take place in a row. The full moon this month is also nicknamed the pink moon. So people ask all the time, they're like, well, what is the pink moon in April? The full moon of April, called the pink moon, will occur the morning of April 19th at 7:12 a.m. Wait a minute. No, that's the wrong one. Mm. So, because we just talked about the on April 7th. That must have been last year's. Here we go. The full moon. So, what does the pink moon look like? Easter is always the first Sunday after the full moon that appears after the spring equinox. As for the color, McCain said, the pink moon doesn't always look pink. However, depending on atmospheric conditions, it could look yellow, orange, or red. When the conditions are right, the moon will appear and look pinkish. So with everything that's going on in the world right now and how the world is healing, and they say that it's going to be a pink moon, I'm really excited to see that because the world is changing rapidly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good things that are happening. Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad things that are counteracting. So it's hard to really have a positive outlook. But if you listen to my show that I had on Wednesday night, it was all about the power of positivity and how we can change our mindset, how we can get through this crisis, and how we can all work together as family and brethren, and also to be there for one another, you know, just driving by a neighbor and, you know, rolling down your window and waving to him, hi, neighbor, how you doing? You know, and seeing that smile, it's something that's really great to see, and there's a lot of niceness that's going on, but there's been a lot of incidences, too, where there's been a lot of bad and upheaval, as it were. So what we have to do, though, is we have to come and get above and beyond that and also make sure that, you know, we're enjoying nature and everything that it has to offer, because to see this pink moon is going to be a sight to see. I'm looking forward to it.
Quite a blessing.
Pictures, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So when we look at the moon, and during this time of struggle that we're in right now, what can we do? What can we ask the moon's help for? And how can we do that, J-Tree?
Well, one of the things that I do is I will cleanse any one of my crystals that I can with the good moon bath by putting them either in my windowsill or someplace outdoors that are safe and secure. It's a good time to make moon water, especially full moon, pink moon, super moon water. It'll have some additional attributes to it when you're using it for blessings or when you're using it for cleansing. That's always a good time to take advantage of that. And you can just simply fill up for lack of better terms, an infusion bottle that you have and put water in it. And, you know, I don't boil it or anything. I take it right out of the tap. And I take it and I bring it outside. I give it my blessing to start with.
Right.
And I ask the God and Goddess to bless it with the moonbeams so that way I can use it for my spiritual practices.
Right.
And also, when a blessing is made with this moon water that is filled with the moonbeams, especially from the supermoon, it gives that extra vibration that's needed in order to bring that person
that
to a level where they can be healed.
Right. Wonderful, wonderful. Remember, all healing begins from within us. All happiness begins from within us.
External things can help enhance that happiness, but our happiness is really based on what's inside of us and how we feel about ourselves. Thank you for sharing that segment tonight, J-Tree. And are we ready to take callers?
Absolutely. Love and light, Reverend Adam, to all of our friends and listeners. Let's not forget that we've got MerlinStaff.com. We have MerlinStaff.com. So there's two S's in there. There's Wiccan Tree of Life, Wiccan Tree, TreeOfLife.com. Also look for us on Facebook, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Go ahead and give our page a like. Follow us, you know, be interactive with us. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
When we can actually, you know, get people that have the strength and the knowledge behind them, because right now, brothers and sisters, we've got to all come together regardless of who you pray to. Please, by all means, put your prayers in, keep them going, you know, fill the love and the light from the earth back up to the heavens and let them know that we need to have them, the God and Goddess both. Some people believe in Hinduism, some people believe in Judaism, some people believe in this and that and the other thing. Christianity, regardless of who you believe in, do your part. Help save the world right now. Say your prayers. Even if it's just, you know, I'm grateful and thankful every day just to be here, please heal the earth. You know, the God and Goddess, they listen to that as well as all the other gods. They hear that. They hear us asking for that. So please, brothers and sisters, please do that.
All right. Thank you, J-Tree. As above, so below. No harm to none, so want to be. First caller tonight, we are bringing you on air. As we bring each of you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our first caller tonight is going to be area code 305-443. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Eileen, and I'm in South Florida, and my question is this. Because of the quietude that's on the earth right now, the garden has been speaking to me very clearly. And today they gave me a message about how woodpeckers, that spirit, that God creator has put woodpeckers on the earth to take down and heal, to cleanse the forest of dead trees. Because they create the holes in the trees that are already dead, and then the trees start to close up on the inside, and then they start to shrivel, and then their wood and branches and everything start nurturing the soil, right? So today, So I got the message today, and then Spirit said, that way nature takes care of itself, and we don't need the lumberjacks who come in and wipe off the land, right?
Right.
So my question is, I want to know, because I'm so attached, not attached, but so loving of the plants and the trees, I want to know how I can hear their messages in my mind, in my heart. I mean, I want to, like, I feel them and all that, but I want to get direct communication with them in an audio way. Is there a way to do that? And like the parrots are going crazy, and I want to know what they're saying. I just want to know what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I know what they're saying. But they must have a language that I can understand, don't they?
Well, you see, the trees have a language, and not many people understand that. Not many people can tune into that, and I understand what you're referring to here. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah. You're on speakerphone.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. So when I communicate with the trees communicate through nonverbal, okay? They communicate with the language of love, which means they communicate in the idea or concept of emotion. Now, I know you're very empathic. Have you tried to empathically connect with them yet?
No, but I mean, I just tell them I love them so much, and I'll go up and I'll stand near them, and I'll hold them, and I'll touch them, and I'll praise them and thank them for being here, and how much I know that they've seen and how old they are and, you know, all the wisdom they contain and all of that, right?
Of course. So when you go to hug them, touch them, you know, commune with them, I want you to open your channel of empathic capability. Open your heart. bless you, Jay. Thank you. Sorry about that, guys. Open your heart as much as you can in the empathic means to communicate with them. And if you want to listen, a lot of times if they do verbal communication, it's through the wind and the way that they sway, okay? It's not a language like English or a language that we as human beings would necessarily use. It's a language that is held within the way they turn, the gestures they make, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So if they're dancing, if the tips of the trees are dancing, that's communication, that's communing with them. If you open up empathically with the tree, you will begin to see or feel or even hear with your own mind's eye or ears or whatever else what they're trying to communicate. And right now, I can tell you all of them are in great pain.
They're starting to breathe again. You know what I'm saying? I'm spending a lot of time outside walking, just walking through the neighborhoods and walking and sitting in the parks and staring at them and just praising them and thanking them for being here for us.
Right. Well, thank you for that, and stay positive, stay healthy, okay?
Yes, you too. You too, you guys. Bye now. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. I'm sorry. Thanks. Okay. That's for those. All right. Next caller coming on air is 805-617. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Donna from Santa Barbara, California. How are you?
Doing good, Donna. Today, Donna, how you doing?
Hi, good. Just staying in. I wanted to know if you see a move for me. I don't mean now because, you know, kind of homebound. And, you know, maybe if I were to meet someone, I would move in with him and, you know, we'd start a life together. Do you see anything like that for me? Because I'm pretty much by myself. I don't have kids or anything.
Well, let's see here. One moment.
Okay.
You know, there will be a move for you. It will be a positive move. There will be someone else involved. I'm not sure who this person will be, but really a positive, good, wholesome connection between you and this individual, okay? At this point, I can tell you while that will come and will be very positive and healthy for you, just at this time, be careful, stay safe, and stay home as much as you can until all of this, you know, runs its course.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, just staying in. It's a good time to get organized, get rid of stuff, you know.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and you
thank
have a great
you.
Evening.
Well, thank you. You too. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye. And our next caller tonight is going to be area code 551-404. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. I am Tasha McCall from New York. Just wanted to know where will I be moving to? Is it Texas or Georgia?
All right. Let's see here. One moment. You know, I'm getting Georgia. Daytree, are you picking up any of those two?
No, I'm not getting... I'm not getting anything right now. It's just ever since this whole COVID-19 thing's been going on, it's just my circuit has been clogged.
Okay. I'm seeing Georgia, okay. Texas just feels a little bit like it's going to be a struggle. Georgia is going to be the better area for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and have a great evening.
You too.
All right, our next caller tonight is area code 347463. Hello, caller Mary. You are live and on air with Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help you today?
Hi, you guys. Hi, Reverend. This is Tamika. I'm calling from New York, and I just wanted to see what you guys see with me with work. I just feel like I can't do anything right, or we can't go by without one of my coworkers that's been here for years, like, yelling at me about something. I just feel awful and just say to myself every day. So I just want to know if you guys see me staying there, or should I stay there, or what do you guys see future-wise with this job?
Understandable. You know, I'm feeling like right now you've got to become more boisterous in the workplace. You've got to express your opinion. You've got to express how you're feeling. And if that's not being listened to by the immediate people above you, then go above them, okay? I feel like you're going to be able to stay in the work environment for a little while until things settle down in the world and this runs its course, the CV thing going on right now. But after that, I do see you getting a better job somewhere else. But for right now, you could also start working on transmuting that negative energy in your current workplace into positive. Speak your truth, speak your voice without hesitation and without filter. Allow these people to understand you are not to be toiled with and you need to be respected.
When I try that, they like gang up on me. But
then you need to go above their head.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in tonight. You have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Be safe.
You too. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Don't forget to visit our website at merlinsstaff.com. That's merlinsstaff.com with two S's. Also, please visit WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That is Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, TreeOfLife.com for all of your Wiccan needs. We will be right back with you momentarily. We're going to take a brief commercial and then we'll get back on the phone. Okay, and one moment. Let's make sure we're back. All right, and we are back from the break. We're going to bring on our next few callers now. Our next caller is area code 415-416. Hello, caller. You're now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. My name is Anne. I'm calling from California.
Yes, hello. Welcome, Anne. How can we help you this evening?
Can you give... I haven't called into the show before. Are you doing medium messages?
We usually have people ask a question and then psychically tune in for the answer of that question.
Okay, I want to do a different job at the that I did before all this pandemic started. So what do you see me using more of my skills and talents for that are more of a match with me than my previous job?
Okay. You see, I feel like you are very empathic, and I feel like you have a wonderful connection to spirit and emotion. You may have some other psychic abilities or gifts that are there, like mediumship, but I feel, however, you really pull upon your empathic capability very much, and you're very much in tune with helping people and individuals, but you don't like the environment or the, you don't like dealing with irate customers, okay? I'm not entirely sure what field you're going to be in, but you're still going to be dealing with people, but it's going to be on a more compassionate and healing level than a corporate or a retail job.
Great.
Now, remember, the landscape is changing all the time, too. So, I mean, what would have been today is going to be different tomorrow. And it's one of the things that we have with hope to look towards the future, is that, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand that, and they're worrying about, like, how things are going to transcribe and how they're going to transpose over days and over weeks and over months and over years and everything like that. And all I can give for concrete is just sit there and just breathe and just let it happen. I mean, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. So, I mean, as long as my eyes open up, I know it's going to be a good day, and I'll take it from there.
Yes, I
and
have.
Remember, you will be guided. Spiritually, you're going to be told or guided by your own spirit guide through the signs they show you to that right, stable, wonderful job where you're helping others, but you're also able to live more comfortably.
Great.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Love and light, sister.
Oh,
love
okay. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller today is area code 434-996. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name.
Hi.
Where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name's Khalil. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yes, hello there. How can we help you this evening?
Hi, I'm trying to go to this treatment place in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and I was wondering if you see me going when things are getting better and me coming out a different person.
Well, coming out a different person is something I want you to rethink for a minute, okay? I can see you going to the recovery place. I can see you coming out as the person that you already are within, okay? All you're doing is trying to erase the outside influences and trying to recalibrate those external influences so that way you're more able to be yourself. And you're more able to live confidently within who you are and what you choose in life and where you stand in life, no matter what that is, okay? It's all about rebuilding that self-confidence and that self-worth and understanding your self-worth and confidence is not dependent upon the views, opinions, or judgments of others. Because the only opinion, view, judgment that matters in your life about you is your own. And coming to terms that you have always been valuable, you have never been less than, is a part of that. But to change and become a different person is an incorrect way of looking at it. Okay. The best way of looking at it is that you're allowing yourself to be who you are and to accept who you are, period. Because to become something would be to change your very being, okay? And to change your very being is not within human nature. You've changed your being by using what you are trying to go recover from, if you understand what I mean, okay?
Right.
So all you're doing is you're erasing what has tried to alter your very substance. Your very being, and you're trying to remove that so you can be that butterfly rising from the cocoon.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes, it does.
Wonderful. So now when you ask that question again, and I'm pretty sure you will, okay, to someone somewhere, what are you going to say to ask that question now?
Well, will I be able to go to this place to help me recover from my problems?
Okay. Well, that's a better correction. Thank you. You are on the path of recovery, but remember, recovery starts from within. You don't need a physical place, even though you will make it there. You don't need a physical place to do that recovery. Remember, recovery starts from within you. It starts inside of you. It starts inside of your mind. It starts inside of the decisions that you make every day. And taking responsibility for those decisions within your own mind's eye. You will do well and you will succeed. But even now, you can begin the process while you're waiting on going there. Thank you for calling in. Hopefully that helps you. Let us know how you're doing in the future.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Our next caller tonight is going to be area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, customer, caller. You are live and on air with J-Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help you today?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, Reverend Adam. Both of you, actually. Sorry. My name is Sharon, and I have a question, a life question. I called last week, and you guys told me I was going to get an offer. And when you guys told me,
yeah,
I really didn't think it was true. I didn't think it was going to go through because of everything that's going on. Well, I did get an offer on Thursday. Oh, my gosh. It's going to start out as remote, which is new to me. It's usually in the office until everything clears up. Is this job going to work out for me? That's my question. Thank you, Reverend.
Sharon. Sharon, you wouldn't have gotten the offer.
Oh, Sharon. Yeah, honey, you wouldn't have gotten the offer if it wasn't going to work out. All right. We made sure that, you know, when you had asked that question, we were specific with you that we knew that you were going to get this offer. And we knew that
mm-hmm.
it was going to be that offer that was going to be the offer that you needed.
Mm-hmm. One that would work for you and with you. It's a little challenging. We even told you that. But it's challenging for a reason, because it's going to help you grow. And it's going to make you stronger. But it's not going to be overly challenging, and it's not anything more than you can handle.
There you go. Because I've never really worked. I have worked at home doing taxes, but not with working with four different systems. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this on my own. But
I know.
But that's
good for you. Mm-hmm.
So
congratulations.
Perfect.
Thank you for the feedback. See, you have the skills. That's why the universe had put what it put to you, for you, in front
mm-hmm.
of you. Because if you weren't qualified, you wouldn't have had this opportunity to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And it's contract, and it could be permanent. You said last week, without even saying anything, it might turn permanent. It could. It's a good chance.
Speak it into existence. It will turn permanent.
Work it real.
Mm-hmm. It will turn permanent. Speak it into existence, Sharon. You've got the power to do this. We've got the power to help you with this. Speak it into existence. It will turn
Thank
permanent.
You.
It is permanent.
It is permanent.
Thank you.
Well, blessings, love and light, and stay healthy, stay good, stay well.
I know. Everything happens when you least expect it. That's part of life. Have a good evening.
You too, I know. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's wonderful when we get callers that call back in and they confirm with us that, you know, what we saw came to be, and, you know, then they're so happy because they got what they wanted.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, what can we handle? Well, how does it happen? Because, you know,
know. You said so. Yes. And
you're in the right place.
You're in the right place. Another satisfied customer. Woo!
Next caller tonight is area code 931. First three digits are 316. Hello, caller. You are live and on air with J Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help you this evening?
Hey there. How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. My name is Maggie, and the reason for my call is I'm wondering about finding self-employment during these times. So I was wondering if you see anything opening up.
Well, there is something that's there that's in the forefront that's waiting for you. It is something that is self-employed. It has something to do with numbers. So I don't know if it's because you were supposed to do like a CPA certification, or you have a desire to be a bookkeeper. There's something with numbers that's in there with me.
Something a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
It's always a theme. It's like job related today. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just seeing a lot of light around you, and I see a lot of opportunity coming, but I can't get a specific with it right now.
It could be something with being at a home call center too.
Yeah.
You know, working with numbers like a not a banking call center.
Yeah, there's numbers all over the place.
But there's numbers all over, you know, on and letters that are all over a keyboard, so that could be what I'm picking up on.
Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of phone calls I'm seeing being done in this.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite clear what it is, but I'm seeing a lot of phones as well. And it's not just like cell phones, it's not just these modern day phones. It's like those old phones you used to have on the desk or on the wall that had that cord that was all curly to them. I don't know the proper.
Oh, you mean the original office phones?
Yeah, the original office phones. Before the millennials came out and did away with all
cordless.
That.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Thank God I'm not seeing those first cellular phones. Those things were monsters.
They're the size of a lunchbox.
Yeah, right.
With
yeah,
antenna. She's laughing because she knows. She's probably my age.
They would give you nice, heavy, big, thick arms because you had to lift these weights all
and then
the time.
And then there was a bag that you could carry around with you that actually had a receiver and a cord to it, remember?
Oh gosh, wow. And really, that wasn't so long ago. Really?
No, it really wasn't. But
we've come a long way.
This is all about to come very quickly for you. I get about a month to a month and a half.
I don't even think it's gonna take that long. It's just that there's such a need for so many people right now that are. We were considered working behind the scenes, and now we are forced to work from home. There's a big difference.
Right.
We're not behind the scenes anymore. We are the workforce. I haven't been in the office now for a month.
Right.
Wow.
Well,
nice.
Blessings.
Everything worked
yeah.
out for you. Just stay positive. Stay hopeful. Keep sending out resumes if you are. There's going to be something that's going to come down the pike for you. It's going to take a little bit for it to get there. Just stay strong, sister, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome, thank you.
Stay well.
Blessing.
Be well, you as well.
Thank you.
Have a night.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm not sure if this is our next caller or not, but I'm going to try and bring you on air. Sometimes you guys don't know how to raise your hand in the queue, and that's okay, but we push the number one on the Touchstone phone. The next and final caller for tonight will be 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are live and on air with J Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help you?
Hi, Reverend Adam and J Tree. This is Carla. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Welcome.
Can we help you? Yeah, I have a question too, of course. Anyway, so I'm working in this place, and I filed for a higher title, and I wanted to see if you see that coming through, or what do you see in that company for me?
You know, it's a yellow light from what I'm getting. So, yes, it's going to come through, but it's a proceed with caution. Know that there is a positive change coming. It might take a little while to occur, but you will get that position.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it might take a couple months.
You know, it could take even just a week or two. You don't know how long it's going to take. Everything is changing so quickly that, I mean, something that could take months is actually going to happen with fruition in less than 2 weeks.
Oh,
because
yeah,
everything is changing.
They're saying that it's gonna, the next 2 weeks are going to be the worst. It's going to be a peak, and then God knows what's going to happen after that.
Well, that's what they're saying, but I don't know. And I have been trying to keep up with this and everything, but there's just too much uncertainty right now. It's like they make a projection, and then everything changes after that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to stay tuned and just hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's true, because they said last week and this coming week was going to be the peak, and now it's like moved, you know? It's too much unpredictability, yeah. But thank you for related to my job.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Love and light, sister. Very welcome.
Love and
have
light.
Fun. Stay safe, okay? Be well. Be well.
Yeah. Love and light.
All right, J-Tree, do you have anything you want to say on the outro for us?
I want to help heal the world the best that I can, and I'm doing my part, and I would hope that you would do the same. Do whatever you can to cut down on your trash waste, cut down on your travel time, cut down on anything that's putting pollution into the world, regardless of how it is. Stop wasting our natural resources, like the water. And also, you know, use the things that are safe to be used with not chemicals, and quit poisoning our waters, our oceans, quit taking your trash, your gloves, everything else and throwing it down on the ground because you're too lazy to put it into a receptacle.
Mm-hmm.
Just, there's so much that's out there with, I can do my part and everybody else needs to do theirs as well. Even if it is just picking up something that, you know, you have that you think that can be discarded on the ground and it can be actually put into a receptacle, because nobody wants to pick up your nasty gloves. Nobody wants to pick up your face masks. Nobody wants to do this, that, and the other thing. Help stop the spread of corona. Help stop the spread of the COVID-19 by doing your part, washing your hands, keeping yourself clean, keeping your social distance. There's spots that are in grocery stores as well as other stores for a reason where you're 6 feet apart. Please do what you can to help, because, you know, it may not affect you, but you know something? Someplace, somewhere, somebody's going to take it home to a loved one, and they're going to be sick, and it's not going to be good, and that's what we're trying to prevent. I go out the least that I can and the least that I am able to, because I'm not going to get it, and I'm not going to spread it. So just keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Help heal the world. Do your part. Keep your hands clean. Keep your clothes clean.
Be mindful of others.
Be mindful of others. Stop going to carry out, do your takeout and carry out and things like that. Get your delivery. Stop going to grocery stores. Don't browse in the stores. It's not time to do that. Take care of you and the rest of the people that you love, because every person you come in contact with gives you that chance of you being sick as well as them being sick and everybody they've ever been in contact with. Keep that in mind.
Mm. I agree. Well, love and light to everyone out there in the world. We pray that the universe, that Mother, Father, God, and Goddess looks out for all of us out there in this world and this time, that they help us to heal the earth. They help us to heal our environment. They help us to heal and be mindful of others. We ask, Father, Mother, God, and Goddess, that you protect us and you guide us and you give us the wisdom to help each other to heal the earth. and to heal ourselves, to look beyond the constructs of fear and to look beyond the constructs of pain and torment and depression and oppression, and to rise above this and to be the full potential of what we are meant to be. And your names and the names of the universe and the names of all that was, is, or shall ever be, as above, so below, no harm to none, and so mote it be.
So mote it be. Don't forget to go to our websites, Wiccan Tree of Life, as well as MerlinStaff.com. WiccanTreeOfLife.com, as well as MerlinStaff.com. I'm sorry, I had to repeat those. Also, don't forget to find us on Facebook. It's WiccanTreeOfLife.com. It is a fan page, so make sure that you go ahead and you like it, as well as you go ahead and you're welcome to call anytime, 678-791-8913, to get a spiritual reading or for any of your other spiritual needs. That is a WiccanTreeOfLife.com's number. You can leave a voicemail and someone will be glad to return the call. Don't forget that also on Wednesday nights we have The Witch's Inn. That's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And we always want to give a special thank you and shout out to Psychic Talk Radio for giving us the opportunity to have that show. It's always nice and
more than welcome
to be able to give insight to love and light with that as well.
All right, everyone. Love, light, namaste, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.